Hernandez in these tights.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria, Mombela, Rustenburg 28, Johannesburg 27 grade.
Oh boy, bad stuff on the roads again today. Bedford View, N3 North, a crash with paint spillage. That's between the Geldnase interchange and Van Buren Road, and then the biggie. Kempton Park, R21 North, closed between Griffiths Road and the R24 airport exit. That's, I'm afraid, due to a fatal bus crash.
Die Gautengse Departement van Gesondheid het gehoor gegee aan die gesamentlike verslag wat die Gesondheidsombudsman en die kantoor vir die voldoening aan gesondheidsstandaarde oor die Helen Joseph Hospital ingedien het. Die ondersoek is begin na pasiënt Thomas Holmes in September verlede jaar beweringe gemaak het oor die bestuur, personeel en infrastruktuur kwessies. Die departement se woordvoerder Molatalo Madiba sê ingrypings in die provinsie het reeds begin.
The reports provide a clear recommendation on various areas such as governance, human resource management, finance and supply chain management, and infrastructure and maintenance. The department will fast-track the process to implement the recommendations as outlined in the reports.
Die minister van basiese onderwys, Siwe Gagube, sê hulle daarin geslaag om 93% van die 3372 pittoilette by skole in die land uit te rooi. Gagube het vroeër die Nasionale Raad van Provinsies ingelig, die sperdatum om alle pittoilette uit te rooi is op die 31ste Maart.
Of the 3372 pittoilettes that were identified for eradication under the Safe Initiative. I am pleased today to make the report that we are moving closer and closer to ensuring that all of the entire backlog that was identified will soon be eradicated.
En ander groot nuus vandag, 'n ondersoek is geloods na 12 mense dood is toe 'n bus omgeslaan het op die R21 Noord net voor die Oortambo Internasionale Lughawe. 45 ander is beseer. Andile Mgwevu, die burgemeesterskomitee lid vir vervoer by die Ekurhuleni munisipaliteit, het aan die SAIK gesê die omstandighede rondom die voorval word ondersoek.
From the look of things, the bus attempted to go on the side and it hit the cab and it overturned and it had to lead to fatalities.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse Nasionale Taxi-raad, Santaku, vra dat die minister van Finansies en Gondwana openbare vervoer subsidies in môre se begrotingsrede moet insluit. Dit aangesien hulle daagliks miljoene mense vervoer. Volgens die raad ontvang spoorvervoer ongeveer 56% van die befondsing, busse 43% en taxis slegs 1%. Santaku se Rebecca Patla.
The taxi industry creates around 600,000 indirect jobs with 9.9 households relying on minibus taxis for their daily commute. It is also important for everyone to understand that the subsidy we are calling for is for government to subsidize the commuters and not so much the individual operators.
En ten slotte, die Wêreldgesondheidsorganisasie het vandag presies 5 jaar gelede aangekondig COVID-19 het 'n pandemie geword toe die lande uiteindelik behoorlik bewus geword het van die dringendheid en die ramp. Die hoof van die organisasie Tedros Ghebreyesus het op die 11de Maart 2020 op 'n nuuskonferensie gesê die uitbreking kan bestempel word as 'n pandemie. Eers toe het baie lande besef hoe ernstig die situasie was. Ek is Chanel September. Top story at this hour, the Gauteng Health Department has acknowledged the joint report by the Health Ombudsman and Health Standards Compliance Office on the Helen Joseph Hospital.
Wow. Okay. So first up, the horrendous bus crash. I mean, this is outrageous. I mean, really, we had the scholar transport yesterday with lives lost, four of them. Laerskoolleerders. I mean, this is a heartbreak. And now today, R21 North Kempton side, that road is going to be closed for a while. It's between Griffiths Road and the R24 airport exit due to that fatal bus crash. Is it 12 levens?
12 people passed away, 45 injured.
Good Lord, what's it?